This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We have got the most wonderful opera singer in the studio with us, Annalisa Vaughan. Welcome to Vectis Radio.
Thank you, James. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's fantastic to have you here because we don't really get a great deal of great opera on the Isle of Wight. And now indeed, you are here, permanently based on the Isle of Wight.
I am.
And I think you've done one concert before here, haven't you?
I did. Last December, I performed and organised as well a charity concert for Open Arms at St Mary's Church in Ryde.
Fantastic. And
which was very well received.
Well, it's going to get better, isn't it? Because this weekend, we've got, and I've got the programme in front of me, it looks superb, Tea at the Opera. It's going to be, well, not at tea time on Saturday, at 7 o'clock in the evening. Yes. I suppose that's tea time if you're in Yorkshire. and on Sunday, 6th of August, at 4 o'clock. And it's not only you, Annalisa, because you've got some wonderful people with you. You've got Catherine Linton-Ford, who's a mezzo-soprano, Yuri Sabatini, a tenor, and Ian Wilson-Pope, who's bass baritone, and a really great pianist in Angela Pascali.
Yes.
What are you going to be singing?
Oh, we're going to sing quite a mixed repertoire. There's going to be a lot of Puccini from La Bohème.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of Verdi, extras from Rigoletto, a lot of Don Giovanni, because our bass, Ian Wilson-Pope, is preparing to perform the role of Mazzetto in Don Giovanni. And he's currently with Opera North,
but
he's coming down to London.
Mazzetto is the servant, isn't he? Is that right? Or Mazzetto is the cuckolded husband, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's right. Because Don Giovanni gives him the runaround, doesn't he?
And so you're saying, Annalisa, that that your colleague is coming down from Opera North.
He is.
To sing with us. How amazing.
Yes, and our pianist, Angela Pascale, yes. She's currently... she's in Italy.
Right.
She's taking part in the Festival of La Valle d'Istria.
Uh-huh.
Because she works there with the Royal Academy of Dance as regular pianist.
Fantastic.
At the Italian branch. And
wow.
She also runs the Festival of Valle d'Istria. And they've been doing Gianni Schicchi over there, from which I shall sing O mio bambino caro.
Oh, one of my favourites. And your tenor is Yuri Sabatini, good Italian name. Is he flying in from Italy?
He's in Rome at the moment.
Oh.
Soaking in the sunshine, hopefully.
Oh, so really glamorous, very talented in an international lineup as well.
Yes.
Brilliant, brilliant.
You've got Madamine Catalogi Questo from Don Giovanni, which we love.
Yes. Oh, it's a lovely aria. Oh,
that
yes.
is fantastic.
I love that one.
We actually showed Don Giovanni at our pop-up cinema, and we did that old film, which, do you remember who the director was? Anyway, it had Kiri Te Kanawa in it, and it was filmed...
Was it Visconti?
No, it was Joseph Losey, wasn't it?
It was Joseph Losey.
And it was filmed in Vicenza.
Ooh.
And they had a huge sort of catalogue they pulled out of all of Don Giovanni's conquests, didn't they?
Because it's Don Giovanni and his servant. Is it Leporello?
Leporello, that's right.
And they're going through the list of
Giovanni's
of conquests and the numbers of conquests in various countries.
And it was Ma in Italia son già mille tre,
exactly.
Exactly, 1,003. So we're going to hear all that.
Yes, and Ian is wonderful at that. He's so funny.
I bet. Well, look, we have got a little extract of is it the five of you together? Because
yes.
You have the same pianist
yes.
in this. Oh, fantastic. So let me see if I can pronounce this right. Bella figlia dell'amore.
Si.
From Rigoletto. We've just got a sort of 1 minute clip. Wasn't that amazing? Annalisa, you have put together a fantastic crew.
Thank you.
I just can't believe we're going to be able to hear them in Ride at the weekend. I'm very, very excited.
And one of the pieces will, in fact, be Bella Figlia dell'Amore.
Fantastic.
Preceded by the famous La Donna Mobile, sang by Yuri.
Yeah,
fantastic. Oh, that's another great favourite.
That's Rigoletto as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me, what's your story? What brought you to the Isle of Wight?
Oh, well, I've lived in London for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And I studied opera there and bel canto. I've done so much. I've performed with a number of amateur companies and professional companies, and I've done loads of concerts around anywhere from the MENAC to the Royal Albert Hall.
The MENAC? Oh, we've always wanted
South
to go
Bank.
There.
Oh, yes.
I bet that's not very good for acoustics, is it?
It's lovely, actually.
Is
it's,
it?
It's a wonderful place to be. It's not too bad for acoustics.
Really?
It's probably mic'd as well.
Yeah.
But yes, some years ago we did Pearl Fishers there and the Magic Flute.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So you've come to the island and now you want to... You want to sort of get a bit more opera going,
yes,
here, don't
well, you?
Yes.
Well, you see, being a mum of three beautiful children, about 5 years ago, I organised a project called Project Opera, the People's Opera Company, which I started in London, but it would work really well anywhere you go. I mean, in fact, actually, people have contacted me through Facebook from other parts of the world, as far as Africa and Australia, and said, "Oh, I wish you had projects like that, you know, where I am." And I said, "Well, just use the idea, make it your own, because it will work." And the idea is to bring professional opera performances, but into communities, so local venues. So it
fantastic.
Could be your local church or a community centre, and gathering professional and aspiring artists to bring great shows, but into communities that perhaps they might not be able to afford to go up to the big theatres.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really interesting, this idea about breaking barriers between the general public and the operatic art form, because I feel there's a huge distinction between the way people view opera in the UK, where it's viewed as very elitist, very expensive, and in Italy, where it's viewed, as I understand it, as part of life and something for everybody. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think I would, actually, unfortunately. Well, it's odd because it is always seen as a very posh thing. You know, you'd go to the theatre and it would be expensive, and if the singers aren't good enough, people will quite easily just walk out of the of the theatre, and it's not the right thing. I believe Pavarotti himself was booed off a stage once in Palermo.
Oh, wow.
You know, disgraceful. But then it's probably because, as you say, Italians do make opera a way of their own lives as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they might sing while they're doing the washing up. You know, they don't feel the need necessarily to pay professionals.
Yes.
So quite often you would go and have festivals which are available for free for people to go and watch, but funded by the council or... the local arts.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I think it's great that you have this idea of bringing opera to the people, to local venues where they're going anyway, maybe because it's their church or their local village hall, and so for them it will become a part of their life and integral to the other things they're doing, really.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
Now, Project Opera's got a Facebook page, hasn't it?
It has.
So, which I've been having a look at this morning, and I would encourage people to have a look at that, because... you know, we would love you to do more opera on the island. Could I put you on the spot and maybe ask you to sing something for us?
I've just had a coffee, so I might not be 100%, but I could try.
Okay, why don't you try? What would you like to sing?
Perhaps I could try Beethoven Bambino Caro, which is quite a well-known one.
That would be absolutely lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah. Straight from Room with a View, yes.
Oh, mio bambino caro, mi piace
Oh,
Well, you heard it first here on Vectis Radio. That is a first for Vectis Radio. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much. That was absolutely amazing. Well, we're the ones
wow.
who are honoured.
Blown
to,
away.
To have you singing. Thank you,
you
so much. Look, I've got to tell people at home about these events. We really want to get as many people coming to see you perform live
yes.
as possible at the weekend. So let's go through all the details. So it's called Tea at the Opera.
Yep.
It's a snip. It's £15, isn't it, I think?
It's £15 at the door. But if you book online, it's £12 for standard tickets.
Wow.
It's £8 concessions, but bear in mind, concessions are only for old-age pensioners, people
right.
who are unemployed,
How old do you have
students.
To be to start being an old-age pensioner?
Well, basically, if you've got one of those freedom passes
or a
card that says I'm unemployed or a student,
okay.
you can come in as a concession.
Fine.
Children are welcome for free.
That is so sweet.
I think that is fantastic, isn't it? Because it gives children the opportunity to come and hear some amazing singing and to introduce them to opera in a very gentle, lovely way.
Yes, and if anybody's in doubt whether the children might find it perhaps boring to go to a concert where songs will be in a foreign language, when I performed the opera concerts, project opera concerts in London, we
yeah.
had a lot of children coming in, that they would come back again and again, because we perform in a small venue. The feedback between the singers and the audience, it's so tangible, because we're so close together, the children actually feed off of our expressions.
Yeah.
So even if Ian singing something like Catalogaria
yeah.
in Italian, he's so funny, and he will sort of look at the children in their eyes, and the children would just giggle and giggle.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when they see us in the streets, it's like, oh wow, you know, that star.
Oh,
it's an amazing experience for them.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for kids. It really is.
It is. Well, we're going to be there, I think, on the Sunday, aren't we?
We are, for sure. Wouldn't miss
it. Which is going to be wonderful. But do go along. Don't worry about there being sun at the weekend, because there'll be a bit of wind as well. It's much better to go and see this. Yes,
yep.
Judith?
Can we just confirm that it's at Ride Methodist Church?
Yes.
That's in Garfield Street. If you'd like...
Garfield Road.
Oh, Garfield Road. I'm sorry. Thank you. And if you'd like to book your tickets online, please go to www.ticketsource.co.uk/project-opera.
Yes, that's /project-opera. And I must remind people as well, this is helping a good cause. It's the Open Arms charity. 10% of ticket sales
yes.
are going to the Open Arms charity. What's all that
yes.
about?
Well, Open Arms, they at St Mary's Church in Ryde, every Sunday evening they have it's a bit like a soup kitchen. So
mm-hmm.
people can go and have a free meal.
Yeah.
And they also make things available, like bags of shopping for people to take mm-hmm. away, or perhaps secondhand clothes that people can help themselves to. St Mary's Church, they have a box where you can just leave things during the week
mm-hmm.
for the people running Open
mm-hmm.
Arms to
yeah.
help people during the weekend. But it's not just based at the Catholic Church. Whilst they have the meal there on the Sunday evening, it is they have contributors from all people from the various churches, and just volunteers that help out. And it's really an amazing venture. It's full of volunteers, you know, doesn't make any extra money.
Yeah.
And
yes.
where it's actually quite a small charity,
yes.
they could do with a little bit of awareness as well.
Yes, I think, I don't know about you, but I really like to support local, small local charities
yeah.
that maybe might not otherwise get much help or support, and you can also sort of see where your donations and your contributions are going, can't you, as well?
Yes.
Which is a really nice feeling.
Yes.
Too.
Exactly. Well, the Project Opera is the people's opera company. We here at Vectis Radio are for the people, by the people, we
Wonderful.
Say. So it's a perfect combination. Do please come back, Annalisa, at any time to tell us all about the things that you're going to be doing. And we're very lucky to have you on the island. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we
of
look
course,
forward to hearing you.
I will just say, if you do follow Project Opera's page, there will be other events on the island organised by myself.
Fabulous. Well, we're looking forward to those. We're going to leave this now with a little bit of Luciano Pavarotti, and I've been schooled in how to pronounce this correctly, and it's Che Gelida Manina. My tiny hands are frozen. No, your tiny hands are frozen. Well, I think, actually, having just got out of the car in this wind and rain, all of our tiny hands are frozen. Thank you very much, Annalisa.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com